On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, is Nicola Everett.
It's thought Operation Stack will remain in place on the M20 into this evening. Strong winds from Storm Gareth are continuing to disrupt cross-channel ferries from Dover this lunchtime, which means lorries are still having to wait on the motorway. It's closed coastbound between junctions 8 and 9 for Maidstone and Ashford. Molly is on Sandyhurst Lane Bridge near Ashford for KMFM.
It's the first time Operation Stack has been brought into force in almost 4 years, the last being in 2015 when it was activated for more than 30 days due to strikes in Calais. But all we know for the time being is that police have confirmed this morning that it will be continuing into this evening.
As Andy just mentioned, in travel, surrounding routes are being affected, particularly the A251 through Sheldwich, as well as the A2 through Faversham. A weather warning for strong winds has just been lifted, but stay with KMFM throughout the afternoon for travel updates.
KMFM News.
A man accused of murdering his Kent wife, who went missing nearly 20 years ago, has made his first appearance at Crown Court via video link. Debbie Griggs was pregnant with her fourth child when she disappeared from Walmer near Deal in 1999. 56-year-old Andrew Griggs, who now lives in Dorset, is due to enter a plea in September and has been released on bail. The European Council president is encouraging the 27 other members of the EU to consider a long Brexit extension. Donald Tusk says it could give time for the UK to build a consensus. MPs will vote again later, this time on whether they want to ask Brussels to push back the departure date. Well, Catherine Bearder is an MEP for the South East. She wants it to be delayed, so there's time for another referendum.
If the MPs can change their mind within the next week, she keeps saying, change your mind, vote for my deal, then why can't the people? We've heard from Mr. Tux this morning that he would accept an extension so that we put it to the people, and that is the only sensible way out of this impasse.
Meantime, a group of Kent teachers, students and academics have signed a letter calling on MPs to vote down Brexit, claiming it's killing Britain's education system. They're among more than 850 people from across the country to put their name to it, saying schools need to be saved from further funding cuts.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Now, Netflix could be setting up a UK base in Kent. Here's Lucy with the info.
I will not kneel before my wife.
Your wife is not asking you to.
But my queen commands me.
Yes.
I beg you, make an exception for me.
No.
Well, KMFM understands the subscription service that brought us programmes like The Crown and 13 Reasons Why are keen to move into the state-of-the-art studios planned for Ashford.
Hey, it's Hannah.
They've apparently been looking for additional space across Europe and have reportedly set their sights on a 12-acre plot on Newtown Road. Professor Tim Luckhurst from the Uni of Kent says they have a very clever business model.
You can get on demand from the old broadcasters, but what Netflix did was to undercut them dramatically and offer a much bigger catalogue. Initially, you could be paying as little as £5 a month and have access to infinitely more than you could get on the old traditional broadcasters and their catch-up services combined.
It's thought as many as 3,000 jobs could be created by the redevelopment of the currently derelict site. You can see what it might eventually look like at kentonline.co.uk.
A campaign's underway to try and stop lorries ending up in residential streets when they leave the port of Dover. Vehicles and buildings have been damaged by trucks ending up in the town or using Castle Hill Road by mistake. P&O have put up new posters in the Freight Drivers Restaurant and Lounge on all six of their cross-channel ferries to try and make sure HGVs go the right way. And if you heard a loud rumble earlier, well, it was the final demolition of a power station over in Essex. At Kent Online, you can see video of the moment the Thameside plant at Tilbury came down at about 9 this morning.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and for the first time in 10 years, half of the teams in the Champions League quarterfinals will be from England. Ish has got more on that and the rest of the sport.
While Liverpool were the last team to make it through after beating Bayern Munich 3-1 last night, defender Virgil van Dijk scored and set up a goal in Germany and was praised afterwards by manager Jürgen Klopp.
I can write a book about his skills, about his strength, about how much I like him, what a fantastic person he is. So young, already so mature, so strong. All good.
They joined Man City, Man United and Tottenham in the last eight. Rugby and England have made four changes to their team for Saturday's final Rugby Union Six Nations match with Scotland at Twickenham. Victory for England could see them clinch the title if Ireland beat Wales beforehand.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.